I know Bob Pilcher was instrumental. Jim Burgett and Lisa, several of them were very instrumental in allowing me to come up to Wichita this past Saturday. We conducted a small business training there. We had a great time, and those folks would echo this if they were in speaker mode. Basically, I just proposed to the class, why are you here? Why on earth, basically, would a group of people cuddle up in a small room in a all-day atmosphere for a ton of information when it's a beautiful fall Saturday outside? The colors are starting, the leaves are starting to turn. It's a beautiful, beautiful weather we're having. And, of course, this past Saturday was a beautiful day. It's football season, and the state fairs are going on. All of the things that you can go find and do to occupy your time, and yet I just basically just proposed that serious question. Why on earth would you pay $99 for your first certification or $59 for a retake and basically subject yourself to this grueling training and take up a beautiful Saturday like that unless you're serious about improving your business? That's the purpose of why I would travel 4 hours to go up there. That's the purpose, and that's the reason that they chose to be there. And it's all about production. I basically laid it on the line that way also, just in the context that basically, you know, we can obtain all the information, we can go to all the classes, we can do all the trainings, but just like everything across the board, and as Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Ken Moore, and our next guest speaker, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, would all confirm, that's all great on the surface, but nothing happens until we write a membership. And as I shared with them there, I actually held up an application, and I shared Mr. Stonecipher's feelings that that's basically the key to the door. I showed him the picture of the prepaid legal corporate office, and I showed them the key. Each one of them actually holds the key to the front door, and that's a completed membership application. So the purpose of this call is basically the same. You take some time out of your Monday evening with your family, and we're going to share some valuable information with you, but I propose the same question. Why would you do those things and then not get up tomorrow morning and go put it to work? And so it's all about production, and when I walked out of the full-time position as small business coordinator there at the home office to come out here, that's one of the goals that I set, not just for myself and not just for my personal production. It would only be a drop of water in a great big ocean. What I want to do is to help each and every one of you on this call and each and every one of you who attends the classes and obviously each and every one that's on the More Success team to increase numbers. And that's what it's all about. We want a lot of things in our business. We would like to see a lot of things change in our business. And as I shared with that class on Saturday, there's only one way to get Mr. Stonecipher's attention and the attention of those people upstairs, and that's through production. If you're turning in applications, you've got their ear, and it's just that simple. So let me recap these three calls back-to-back-to-back that we've been doing here on this call on the past three Monday nights, or the past two, tonight being the third night. Let me just recap. Two Monday nights ago, we talked about prospecting and how to become a master prospector, because all the information in the world is great, but if you don't have someone to go share it with, and if you don't find someone to go talk to about the small business plans, then obviously it's all wasted effort. We talked about your warm market. We talked about making a list. We proposed the question, who do you know that owns, runs, or operates a small business or are self-employed? Actually laid down the challenge up there Saturday. We made a list in class. Each person wrote down five people that they know with a guarantee to basically get five referrals from those five, which Wilbur Smith says it's the loneliest feeling in the world to wake up one morning and not have anyone to talk to, and through that simple method, I just proposed a way to have 25 people to talk to. I'm not real good with math, but I think the next step, if you keep going, goes to 125 people. And so with that simple method alone, you don't have to be very good. You just have to start talking to people. You talk to your five, you get five referrals from everyone right on down the line, and it's endless. So the opportunity to start in a warm market and work in a warm market remains, keeps you busy for quite a while. We also talked about on that call the follow your dollar concept, where you spend your money, the people you do business with daily or weekly, the places you drop off your clothes, the dry cleaners, the guys that change your oil in your car, the auto dealer, or the detail shop where you get your cars cleaned. If you do those things, all of those people you do business with, where they cut your hair, they clean your clothes, they you shop there, you know what they do, and you've spent money with them, and that's the follow your dollar concept. Of course, we've talked about making lists. We talked about centers of influence, something that's really important, by networking, such as chambers of commerce, Lions clubs, and so on, and getting into those groups where influential centers of influence in the community begin to know who you are, know what you do, you establish relationships, and you gain trust, and it opens doors. And then, of course, the concept that I talked about, the continuing to get the names turns into endless referrals. Of course, that's the title of the book, isn't it, by Bob Burke, Endless Referrals. If you can start off with the people you know, continue to ask them who do they know, then ask those folks who do they know, you can live and make a living on referrals. So our call a couple of months back, we went into detail about prospecting. So to recap, we followed up the following week with the actual interview, the getting the interview, asking the 12 questions, have you ever, and how that can lead to an interview. We talked about that. There are scripts available both on pplbizplan.com and in all the training manuals. But we just talked about basically the simple conversations rather than presentations. And all you have to do basically is just work under the same concept. I'm sure most of you have had that doctor's office visit where you sat there, the doctor came in, and he asked you a few key questions, struck up a conversation, and basically his reason for that was to find out what your symptoms are and to find out where you're hurting. Now, I want you to hear that. Find out what your symptoms are to find out where you're hurting. That's the conversation we need to be having, each of us, with the small business owner. It's pretty obvious, as Mr. Moore stated at the top of the call, that the economy's in the mess that it's in. It's not hard these days to strike up a conversation, and it's not hard these days to talk about where they're hurting. It's our job to know our product, to have an intimate knowledge of our product, as Mr. John Gardner states quite often. You've heard him say it. An intimate knowledge of our product, listen to the prospect, determine his needs, her wants, desires, where they're hurting, and the knowledge of our product so that we can sincerely and honestly look them right in the eye and say to that person, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, I think I can help with that. Would you like for me to show you how? And then it's just the simple concept. Our national marketing director, Nick Serba, has stated it ever since I've known him. If I could show you, would you? If I could, would you? And it's just that simple. If I could show you a way to remedy that, if I could show you how I could help with that, would it be worth a few minutes of your time? And so that is the conversation as compared to the presentation. So that's just in recapping our first two calls, and tonight I want to spend the next part of this call talking about, in what is in my opinion, perhaps the most critical part of the entire process. We've talked about the prospecting. Obviously, all the knowledge in the world is no good if you don't have someone to talk to. We've talked about the opportunity and to go in and have conversations and to actually present the product. So now, let's consider the sale has been made, and in my opinion, in the small business marketplace and with our small business plans, whether it's the $75 plan, the larger plans, the legal plan for the self-employed, or the home-based plans, whatever is available in your state and whatever you present, the most critical part, I feel more so about this in the business plans than I do really in the family plans, and that is the follow-up with that business owner and with your new member. Basically, while you're there and you've completed the filling out of the application, you want to, at that point, schedule the follow-up. There's one more part there that, you know, rather than just thanking them and riding off into the sunset with your application in hand and feeling like you've done your job. Your job's really, what I really want to stress, your job has just begun. You may have got the commission, you may have got the paperwork, but there is an added value in our small business plans, which leads to the fact that our small business plans have the highest retention rate of everything that we do in prepaid legal. They're a higher cost per month. Sometimes if you take a $49 plan, it's basically three times as much as a $16 plan. But upstairs, Ms. Melanie Lawson, our retention analyst, will tell you that the numbers on the books state that the retention rate is higher on our $49 plan than it is on our $16 plan. And the reason being, we have to think, is that because we really stress a follow-up, we really stress a relationship, an ongoing relationship in our trainings, and we really stress this follow-up appointment to show them how to use the plan. And when I attend all other trainings on our typical family thing, I don't really know if we are doing that to the extent that we do in the small business plans. Obviously, if it's increasing retention, then in my personal business, I feel like I should look at that. But we want to, at the completion of the small business application on the spot, it's just the next step. We want to schedule a follow-up meeting, and we want to do that definitely within 2 weeks. Now, there are two different opinions on this. Some train and some teach that you should do that about the time they get their membership kit in the mail. Personally, I kind of like to do it a little bit sooner, but it's your business, and as long as you're taking care of it, there's not a wrong way to do it as long as you're following up. If you have been out, and I know there's several on this call that I heard introduce themselves that I know are actively working this business. Now, if you have been out and been in a small business owner's office, very few of those offices are neat. Very few of those desks are clean. They are cluttered up. They are stacked up. They have things going and falling off and all over the place. And the only reason I say that is because I don't want that membership kit to get thrown on that pile. I want you to realize that. It's my job to be there 2 weeks from now, 10, 12, 2 weeks from now when he receives that kit. If I've hit and run and, you know, cash the check and I'm gone, he gets that kit. He doesn't remember why it's in the mail. He's getting tons of mail. He's a businessman. It gets shoved aside. It goes into that pile. And he may look at it, and odds are he's not going to. And if I don't follow up and point out that kit to him and help him open it up and show him what it is, then I'm probably looking at another cancellation down the road. So I want to be there. I want to show him how to use his membership. Now, this does two things. Obviously, the obvious to me, if I was in the business owner's shoes, is this. He or she is going to realize that I was sincere in my presentation and in my conversation with them. Because as entrepreneurs, they really do know that the sale's already done. They know that they've already written the check, that I've already sent the application in, and they know that I'm not there now to make any money whatsoever. They know now that I'm there out of concern and out of genuine honesty and out of respect for their and appreciation for their business. So I want to schedule a time to go back. Now, their membership kit, I want to open that up. I want to make sure that it's there. I want to... Obviously, they're going to receive the welcome letter in that kit from Mr. Stonecipher. In that kit is their membership cards, their contact information to the provider law firm, which I've probably already left for them. There's a copy of the contract, of the plan that they have. There's also a welcome letter from our partner in Atlanta with GoSmallBiz.com, Mr. Fran Tarkington, and the GoSmallBiz.com new member manual. But now, stop and think for a minute. It's been 10 days, 2 weeks since you saw me. You're the business owner. You open all this up, and think about the first time you saw this stuff. It was Greek to me, and I think about the first week in training on the marketing floor. This terminology, this stuff was so Greek to me, I just didn't think I could do it. And a lot of people feel the same way. There's just things here. There's terminologies. There's things that, you know, you just don't get it if there's not somebody there to explain it to you. So it's very, very important that we follow up, not only to establish and maintain the relationship, continue the relationship, but to show them how to use the membership. We're going to obviously show them how to access the provider law firm. Now, once again, and if we can do such a thing as a role play on a telephone call here tonight, let's do this. Let's pretend you are the small business owner and I'm back there now to follow up with you. And if I were to say to you, you know, Jim or you know, Diane, when I was here the other day, one of the reasons, I recall in our conversation that one of the reasons you purchased this was for debt collection. You told me that you had about that you said you had about four checks that total about $1,500 that you needed help in collecting. Am I correct? Well, yeah, you remember that. They're impressed that you remember that. They're impressed that you care. But watch this next step. Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, what I'd like for you to do today is to pull those checks out of the desk drawer, out of the file cabinet. Let's get started. I want you to get those checks. And let's get started. You told me you had a contract that you needed reviewing. That's the reason you bought this plan. Where's the contract? Let's get started. I want to show you what you purchased from me, and I want to show you how it works, and I'm here to help you. And there again, the money's already been exchanged, and you know, now I'm here on my own. I'm here to help you. I'm not a traveling salesman. I didn't hit and run. I didn't leave you a widget, and you'll never see me again. That's not the case in my business. I'm going to be your mentor. I'm going to be here to help you until you're comfortable on how to use this. So I think you would find that impressive, those of you out there listening, if you're going to role play and get on the other line of that. If I come back to you when I'm not going to make a dime on this call for this purpose, but I come back to you, I reestablish our relationship, I show you what it was you purchased from me, and now I'm going to show you how to use it, and I even remember our conversation. That's a caring attitude and a helpful attitude, and in today's small business world, it will work. So let's get started. That's the key phrase. Let's get started. Bring me the checks. Bring me the contract. And actually, go to the phone. Dial the 800 number to the law firm. Introduce yourself. And then say to the receptionist there at the provider attorney, I'm with a brand new member. This is their member number. Give them the member number. And then say, I'm going to put them on the phone. Jim here has a debt collection issue that, and we're going to get started. We want to get started collecting. Sally has a contract she has been wanting to get reviewed, and it's time to move forward on that. And I'm here today to help her and hand them the phone. And when you do that, and when they see that there is a service on the other end of the line, and there is a provider attorney that's going to help them, and it solidifies and validates everything that you just did, and they're the first time that prompted them to buy your product, now they're going to see that basically it is what you said it was. And now you're back to confirm that. So we're going to call the law firm, and we're just going to show them that they're there for them, and that does two things. Obviously, it validates the service, but secondly, it shows them next time they have a question that they don't necessarily need you there. They know how to go about it on their own, and they know somebody will answer on the other end of the line. That's very powerful. After we make the phone call to the provider attorney and we've wowed them in the fact that we remember what their hearts and needs and wants and desires were and why they bought the membership, and we're here to help them solve all those things, the next thing we want to do is get in front of their computer, and we want to actually go and access GoSmallBiz.com. We want to go there and where we would click on the My Account. Then we would click on Activate Membership, and we would enter their identification number, their member ID. The member just chooses a username and password, let them create all of that, and create a login. And upon completion of that, they are now able to submit a question to the professional consultants at GoSmallBiz.com. They're able to edit their profile. The next thing we would want to do is, while we're on that page, is go in. If they do not have a website, we can actually ask them if they want to do it now. If not, we'll schedule a time, come back, and show you how to actually build your free 4-page website. We'll show them how to enter, if we haven't done it already, to enter their business on the small business directory listing, which puts them out there for all the other 50,000-plus members to see on a monthly basis. They can actually confer member-to-member exchange. We can show them how to do those things. We can show them how to go read articles. Main thing is we want to show them how to submit a question. If they have a question about their taxes, if they have a question about hiring and firing, if they have any question about running and protecting and growing their business, we want to submit that question on the spot. Turn their laptop right around to them, show them how to type in the question. They're going to get an email confirmation that the question is going to, that the question was received, and then they're going to receive a researched answer from professionals within normally just within a few hours, but always within 24 hours or a business day. And that, again, is powerful, because when I was here a week ago, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, you told me you had these questions. I told you, shared with you how I could provide answers, and here it is. So I did what I said. You had faith in me. You purchased the plan. I'm back to show you that that faith is received and appreciated, and we're going to continue this relationship. So now I just pause here and say to you, again, if you are Mrs. Business Owner or Mr. Business Owner in front of me, and I've done these things for you and confirmed all these things, I'd just like to ask you now, how simple is it for you to give me referrals to your friends? It's an absolute no-brainer. Hey, here's a guy, he didn't disappear after he walked in here and sold me this deal. He came back today on his own time, basically. He showed me these things, and I'm the business owner now talking, and, you know, you and I were at lunch the other day. He's talking to another business owner. You told me you had a debt collection issue. You told me you had a contract you'd like to have reviewed. Listen, I'm going to send Bob over. I'm going to send this prepaid representative over, and this gal knows her stuff, and you need to listen to them. And that's a powerful, powerful, powerful referral, because they are already up and running and using the membership, and they know what they're talking about now, and you can't receive a stronger referral than that. So the perfect time to do that is when that establishment of the trust and the relationship is there, and you know, it's just basically a no-brainer, and it just makes it very simple now to ask for referrals, and they're probably going to do that in some aspect or another. If you don't ask for them, they're, like I say, at lunch the next day or two, some of their business partners are going to be complaining about the economy, or some other business owners that they know are going to be complaining about these hard times. They're going to be complaining about where they're hurting and what their needs are. And now they know somebody to refer them to for some assistance, because you've been there, you've shown them that it works. So tonight, this has been basically a three-part series that we started back there with the prospecting and then the actual interview. And as you can see, I think you would all agree with me hopefully you're nodding your head, that the follow-up is probably more critical than the initial interview. When you go into an initial interview, you may be in and out, and it may be done, and it may not be. But once they're signing that application, and once they are on the books, this follow-up will be huge. It will be very critical to your business, and obviously, from our last example there of the relationship building and the opportunity for referrals, it will definitely be an opportunity to increase your business in the small business marketplace. So with that, these three calls have basically taken us through what we do, find somebody to talk to, how to talk to them, and then, of course, how to follow up and get referrals. And that's the 1, 2, 3 that I wanted to share on these calls. In our upcoming calls, as a matter of fact, our next call, which would be our second Monday in November, I'm hoping very seriously to be able to, here's a little teaser, to be able to talk to you about some things that we're not really supposed to talk about just yet. I know that the word is out somewhat that there is a expanded small business plan coming up. Hopefully, with everything coming up, and if everything lines up, we'll be able to release that around the 1st of November, and that would be great timing for our next call. I hope to be able to share more information with you on that call and possibly include some special guests who are instrumental in the production of our expanded business plan. Now, since I've said that, not to get anything stirred up, nothing changes on the prepaid legal side. There are going to be an opportunity to offer some expanded things over on the Go Small Business side over in Atlanta. But for the purpose of tonight, don't consider that an announcement. Don't consider that something you need to take and run. And all I'm saying is that with the timing of this call being on the second Monday of next month, we should be able to discuss that somewhat on the next call. So with that, I want to bring back in Mr. Moore.
Well, Bob, what a great job you did tonight. We really do appreciate that, Bob. And I think, as you said, we should continue to push forward. The economy is the way it is. But even if it wasn't, small business people need our plan. We need the business. So I think we should just all band together, get all the information we should, and go forward. I'll be looking for each and every one of you on the 9 o'clock now call with our CEO and founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. Again, thank you, Mr. Griffin, for an outstanding job. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.